Patient's name is Brandy Holston. First name Brandy, last name Holston. Date of birth is 10/19/1976. Date of service is 5/27/2022. History of present illness: this 45-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of pain to the center of her back that radiates to the right side. She states that she did lift the box over her head yesterday and immediately had a sharp shooting pain that started around her right cervical spine and then moved down towards her thoracic spine. This morning when she woke up, she states it was very difficult to move. She has been taking ibuprofen and Tylenol with very little relief. Allergies to Levaquin. Current medication was discussed with patients placed in chart. Medical history, hypothyroid, surgical history, hysterectomy and cholecystectomy, social history, denies drugs, admits to ETOH socially, denies smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 144 over 79, heart rate 79, respiratory 16, temp 98.5, O2 100, and she weighs 193 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, HEENT, mucous membranes, moist pupils, sprawl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ano times 4, steady skins, warm, dry, no rash, no lesions on back. Patient does have point tenderness to her right subscapular area and then right thoracic area. She does have slight swelling to that subscapular musculoskeletal area. Assessment and plan number one, right subscapular muscular strain. Patient will be given a prescription of Flexeril, Motrin 800 milligrams, as well as Tylenol 315 tablets. PNP was reviewed. She is a candidate to receive these prescriptions. I did offer trigger point injections, but she did not want to do that at this time. She wanted to just try PO medicine first. If she has any worsening of condition, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.